Yeah. There's ideal and there's real.
What it is.
Okay. Let's take a very, very critically important step forward here. This is what it's all about. All about. This is it. This is the whole story here. We're talking about being dogok in Hashem as a process of being doimel Hashem. The way you get to be like Hashem is to become like Hashem. And as we'll see, you have the imprint in you already because you were created with Tzelem Elokim. We have to actualize that Tzelem Elokim. We have to understand what it is first. But let's see. Obviously, we're just going to scratch the surface here. The whole of the Nefesh HaChaim is on that subject. We'll see when we look inside just the beginning to get a sense of how big the subject is. Let's start here. We're relating, of course, what we're dealing with here specifically to Yesurim and being Makabal Yesurim, understanding Yesurim. We're not learning this because we're trying to understand the whole of Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis we'll get to one day, B'zot Hashem, but in the meantime, we're trying to understand this Yesod in relation to Yesurim. So we'll keep it focused on that. Reish Mem Beis. Omo ma'ata, kakosh ha'adim men b'nei ha'atsura le'yotzre, b'aynu b'neinu le'boi ro'ino. To the extent that the dimion, the similarity, whatever you want to translate dimion is, between the formed object and the former, meaning between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, yigadol yoyser, to the extent that that dimion grows, kach gam nedabek bo yoyser, so too you cleave to him more. Ata anu magim lahavona amuka yoyser b'mohusa yusurim. We now come to a much deeper understanding and appreciation of what the essence of Yesurim is. Gevinjan is Baile Il, Gilimitsiosis Barach Lenivroi, Masa Dafkalia Dea Heder. As we mentioned above, the revelation of Hashem's Mitzios, so to speak, to his creatures comes about Dafka via a lack, a header. You have to have a removal of the light in order for Hashem to reveal himself to his creatures. Something's wrong, Rabush. Oh, no, I thought I'm in the wrong place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bore sa oilem yesh mi'ayin. Bria, boro ois means yesh mi'ayin. Yotze ois means something from something. Boro ois means something from nothing. By the way, it's not really something from nothing. It's nothing from something. Because Hashem is the something. This is the nothing. Well, that's how it's described. Yesh mi'ayin. You have something that wasn't there before that's now there. V'nei Adam nivra b'tzelem u'b'dmus. Moshe Kosuf. Famous pasuk. V'yibra Hashem Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmoy. V'yibra Hashem es Elokim es ha'adam v'yivro. He created him, yesh mi'ayin, b'tzalmoy, in the tzelem. Whatever that means. I'm not going into that now. I'll show you that it's not so simple just to say what it means. Because it's, as I said, it's the whole of the Nefesh HaChaim, working on understanding what that one word is. In his Etzem Metzias, he is Doime Leboire Leyotzre. U'Gashem Shakorosh Boruch Hu Boreh Soilem Yesh Mi'ayin Mitoich HaHeder HaMuklot. And the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Mi'ayin, via this complete, total emptiness, this header, kamokana Adam shenivra b'tzelem u'dmus shel Hashem. So to Adam, who has this tzelem, this aspect of tzelem, olav leis boire olamas bo'isa b'chinam. He also has to create worlds in that way, kaviyochol, because a man can't do that. Yesh mi'ayin mamash, although we see that he actually can't. Avram Avinu at the Akedah was a moment of yesh mi'ayin. There you see, he calls it Yetziris Yesh Mi'ayin. We can't be Boire Yesh Mi'ayin. We can only be Yotze, and Yotze Yesh Mi'ayin is a stirrer, but that's what we asked to do, and you'll see that there is a way to do that. That's called, guess what? That one big word that we often shy away from. Bechira is where you're creating Yesh Mi'ayin. That's Bechira. Okay. So that's the template. Bashal kach nikvah edav chasaron bekol metzias abriya. Therefore, established everywhere in the bria is head of a chasaron, is the void and this lack. But tafkid ha'onim b'chayev hu lemoloi say chasaron ula hashlimoi. And it's a tafkid of Adam through his life to fill that gap and make up and rectify and be mashlim the chesorim. How? We'll see. By doing that, he becomes doyme l'koyne. What creates the header? What creates the space in which we get to work? It's in that empty space. That's what the Yisurim do. They create that empty space where a person gets to reveal his koichas hanefesh that are hidden within him. We know that. A person has a difficulty or struggle never to deal with before. He discovers koichas inside himself and he utilizes those koichas to deal with the Yisurim. That's how he's still here today. And in that he becomes kaviyachol doime la Hashem. Give a marshal. These are hard things to understand. We're mamash touching on mamash dvarim shayin de berumah shel olam. If you want to know, just, you know what? Let's just put it into perspective.
It's a major statue. Man is like such a great connection of Hashem. And
100%. We'll see. That was what Adam Rishon brought to the world. That's the Chorban that Adam Rishon brought to the world. There's no way that we can misuck in what Adam Rishon did without death. He brought death into the world. Had he not eaten from Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, then you wouldn't have needed death. Death came about as a result of the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, and then again from the Chet HaEgel. 100%.
It's not a tragedy in the world. He finished his task. That's why he died.
Not so simple. So simple. That's okay, that all. We'll get there. We'll see. We have to understand what that is. But there's a hollow there. That's why there's tumor. What is tumor? Tumor is created where there's a halal, where there's a header of kedusha. That's why goy doesn't have tumor. A goy's body is not metame because it was never kedusha. But you had a kedusha, Mike. You understand? When the person dies, it leaves a halal for sure. Yeah. Okay, but it's not just that. I want to just read you from the Nefesh HaChaim, just to understand how big the sugi is we're dealing with. There are a few psukim, three at least, in Chumash that deal with this concept of Tzelem Elokim. Now, watch carefully what he says. The depths and the innerness of this sugi of Tzelem, what we're dealing with now, this concept of Tzelem Elokim. So right at the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim. These are matters that stand at the heights of the universe. You know what the Zohar is about? I just told you. Right of the secrets and the inner workings of the Sefer HaZohar on the subject called Tzelem. Tzelem Elokim. What is the Zohar dealing with? Rav Sitre Pnimius HaZohar, the majority of the secrets and the innerness of the Zohar is dealing with Tzelem. You understand? We're touching on something very big. If you haven't cottoned onto that yet, now you know. Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about. Okay, now you have to go learn the rest of the Sefer. The rest of the Sefer picks up on that and runs with that in three different aspects. A defined Tzelem, work with Tzelem, and then it deals with it in terms of Tefillah, in terms of Torah, and one other subject, She'en Kan Mokam La'arich. I just wanted to point out, we're dealing with the subject, we're going to touch on it for a few moments, It's not so simple. We're dealing with major stuff here, and that's the only reason why in this world. What we just read now in the Nefesh HaChaim, which is the Shulchan Aruch of Ashtofa. If you want to know how to live a life properly in this world, you have to learn the Sefer. It's not Sheikh to have any Torah Ashtofa without the Sefer. The Sefer is heavily built on this as well. Most of the Ashtofa Svarim are based on the Nefesh HaChaim and others. Of to understand, the story of Tzedek Makim is major, major. And it's very personal and very real, and you have to deal with it. We're relating it, as I said earlier, just to the subject of Yisurim. Okay, let's go back to our subject and try and explain this from with an example from our lives. Nitaylat Zmeinu Avrech Ben Toira Bal Kishon Meyuchad Mechainen B'midas Netzolos Adinefesh Yerushamayim V'dak B'mitzvahs. You have a Jew, he's a Ben Toira Amiti, he's a very talented young man, he's well read, well educated, he has wonderful, beautiful midas. He's very sensitive, Yerushamayim, and very medaktek in mitzvahs. Beautiful, wonderful young Ben Toira. Yesh lo gam leiv hamishtapech u'mitragesh b'tfila. His tfila is also a work of art, which is a real, really connected to his tfila. V'uzokav ha'hakim es beiser al adnei ha'toyre v'yira. And he builds that beautiful home on the foundations of toyre v'yira. All his children are like olives surrounding his table. And his wife is the classic Eishes Chayil. You with us? Get a little bit of jealousy brewing up. Yeah, yeah, okay. This is what you sell them in the Kiruv sharing. You tell them about this, you see. When you're a tourist, you know, something you come on a letter dash. They tell the tourists. Okay. Ava ach v'sholem v'riyus shayrim b'neim. All the good things, Ava ach v'sholem v'riyus, flows out of this home. Gam panosolem etzu b'revach b'och Hashem. They have a wonderful Yisrochos woolen contract, and they have what's a panosa. V'chen avrech zeh shayker al teire v'avoyde yoymem v'layla oylu misadim. He's Isaac in teire yoymem v'layla, and he's growing and growing. Yachad ima akore b'sogo v'b'mala yisav naskin ki hu enu poil ene b'mizgeres yesh miyesh. So just some bad news for this guy. He's not doing anything, yesh miyayim. He's doing what he's doing with what he has. He's utilizing the conditions that were given to him beautifully. But he's not creating any yesh miyayim. He's doing what he was doing, what he's doing. I can show you that this was the difference between Rochel and Leah. This was the difference between Rochel and Leah. But let's just finish his marshal, and I'll give you a marshal from the Chumash. Dafka Adam Shekaimi Metzrei Ahedim V'chasorim Kol Shehem. Only the person, Dafka, who has by him the lack, some void. When we talk about Dachlus V'anias, or Shenoitzrei Etzlo Bayot B'chinuch Yeledim, B'cholam Vais Sheyesh Lo Nesurim, Choyle M'koyim. Whatever the header is, whatever the chasorim is, whether it's in chinuch or shalom bais or other yisurim, health problems, pain problems. Most people have a whole package, including all of this. We all have a portfolio that probably has a lot of all of this floating around. Yeah, there's usually one kid in the house. There's usually this issue, that issue, this illness, if it's not him, but somebody else that he knows. Most of us have a portfolio that includes a lot of these yisurim. Yeah, shiduchim. Okay. So this guy, as opposed to our first perfect designed Jew, Davka Adam Zeh B'Shashu Mitgaber, Davka this guy, when he deals with his struggles, he mitgabers, misalim lechem l'morot hakol, and he gets up and he struggles and he battles despite what he's going through, v'toch matara la'ivir es Hashem k'roi, because his goal is he wants to serve Hashem as best as he can with all of these broken pieces. Hu zeh shekiviyochol yoytze yesh mi'ayim. In that header, using his bechira properly, he's creating yesh miayim. The dogma, Adam she'ein lo cheshek v'tam b'limud ha'teiro b'tfila. People that they don't really get this learning stuff. They don't have a natural geschmack for it. Schmack for it. The Chasam Sofer said he used to wish that he would wake up one morning and have a cheshek to learn. Because he always wanted to learn. There were people that said, I want to source from my learning because I love it so much. So geschmack. It's not true. The ikali shmo is the geschmack. But not everybody has a geschmack to learn, and not every day do you have a geschmack to learn. Sometimes you have when you go on and go, oh, another choice was a loyal call, There are plenty of people that have a geschmack for learning. Or tefillah. How many times are you supposed to say the same words before you start having, like, you know, you start thinking, like, what am I doing? No? But he tries and he battles and he struggles because he knows that that's the right thing to do. Adam's a Yetz Yeshmiayim. He's creating Yeshmiayim. Could be enjoying learning and he loves it, but today he's just having not such a good day. You have days like that. So he can pack up his bags and go home and he'll come back tomorrow. Or he can push through. When he's pushing through, he's creating Yeshmiayim. V'kachu mizdamet surosa l'boiris barach ha'boiri Yeshmiayim v'kachu gam megir atachis atova. At that moment, he's fulfilling the reason why he's in this world, to be doimel aboire. He's expressing his tzelem elokim. He's actualizing and activating his tzelem elokim because he's creating in the yesh mi'ayim. He's not just doing what is a natural. Good midas doesn't mean that you're a kind person. That's not midas. That's just your nature. That's who you are. You happen to be a very nice person. You're a partner. You like giving. That's it. That's not midas. Midas is where you don't like giving. You're the biggest miser in the world and you give. That's midas. There were people, the Rabbi Kiva Eger had a mechutan. Imagine, Rabbi Kiva Eger's mechutan. Had a daughter married to, had a son married to one of the Kiva's daughters. Lo zokhe what it was. He was one of the richest men in Europe. He was machzik an untold amount of yeshivas and whatever. His son testified about him, but his father had a hard time giving. He had a big in his son giving. A poor man used to come to the door, he used to take a bag of money, put it on the table, turn around and say, take what you need, but I can't watch. He couldn't give. He found a way to give. That's Yesh Mi'ayim. That's what he talks about. The guy just likes giving. He's a natural. Money flows through his fingers like water. God comes in, money, yeah, take. That's just who he is. He never worked on that. That's Yesh Mi'ayim. He's just doing what he was given. He's not going in the boira there. You become doing the boira where you create Yesh Mi'ayim in the header, in the place where you don't want to do it. That's what we're talking about. That's the nature of Yisurim in the world. That's what it's about. I'll tell you a cool son. I've got notes. It's a clan house. The Nachash has no head, he has no lack. So therefore he can never be doim el aboire. But that avreif, yeah, but it can never happen. There isn't such a thing like that. In fact, but you're right, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says a person doesn't need to be serving for 40 days, he's lost his chenek in Olam Haba. You should be worried, of course. Yeah, no, we just made that as a, yeah. I don't know anybody like that. If you know anyone like that, I'd like to meet. Well, that's what we're doing. When you teach principles, you always have to teach the extremes. And then life happens somewhere between those two extremes, always, 100%. So I'll show you where you see this in Rochel and Leif. Who do we start with? It's not with Leah. Why Leah? No, it's not. It's to where you want to get to. You have to know where to start. You have to know where you are in order to know where you want to get to. You need to know where you want to get to in order to know where to start from. I know what I want to get to, so let's start with Leah. The apostle tells us that Leah had children. Rachel didn't. Right? And Rachel was jealous of Leah. That's what the apostle says. She's jealous. Rashi asks the Kasha straight away, Rachel can't be jealous. There's no such thing. Rachel being jealous. She's jealous of Leah that she gave up her whole chelek and olam. She was able to give up her whole olam haba for Leah. She's jealous of her children. Rashi says she was jealous of her maisim toivim. Leah had certain maisim toivim that caused her to be shoicha to have children, which Rachel never had. That's the Rashi on the pasuk. To ask you a question. If someone has maisim toivim that you don't have, you're jealous about Maisim Toivim, go do Maisim Toivim. Go do the Maisim Toivim. What's Rachel? She's jealous of Leah because Leah has Maisim Toivim. And Rachel is jealous of us Maisim Toivim. No, Rachel, I got answer for you. Mama Rachel, I got news for you. Don't do the Maisim Toivim. Must be that these Maisim Toivim that Rachel is jealous of, she can't do. Must be. Otherwise, what's going on here? What's Rashi telling you? So let's understand the story. Leah knew that she was destined to marry Esau. Correct? And she wanted to know who this guy was. You know, you start being berurit. She got the resume, which you can't believe anything that's written there. Said maybe the age, maybe not sure. And then you start making inquiries. The Midrash says Leah started making inquiries and she realized what she had merited. Not such a good yidduch. And she decided, that's not for me. The lobby should be lead. And she started governing and crying. You know, she cried her eyes out. Yeah. And she changed herself and she metamorphosized herself and she became an entire new person. It wasn't Sheikh to marry Esav anymore. Now she had to marry Yaakov. She built herself into a new Bria. She made out of that header, out of that pachad of having to marry Esav, she created a new creature called Leah Chadash, the new version, upgraded version. And she was able to marry Yaakov. Those mice in Tovim Rachel was jealous of. Rachel was destined to marry Yaakov. You know, your father's an Avreich, your brother's Avreichim, and you're going to marry an Avreich. Everything was sorted out for her. Everything was going gleich. Everything was smooth. She didn't have to do anything in order to marry Yaakov, because she was destined to marry Yaakov. So she just plodded through life, waiting to marry Yaakov. And that's what happened. Leah had to become an entire new person to marry Yaakov. Hashem says, because she did that, I'll give her the children. Why she gets the children for that, I'm not going to know. It's another subject. Well, the bottom line is that Rachel needed, she didn't have the header. So she couldn't create the Yesh Ma'ayim that Leah created. Leah gets the children, not you. And you ask me, but Rachel did have children in the end. What happened? You mentioned this other day. Yeah, What happened? Rachel comes to Yaakov and says to him, give me children. What does Yaakov say to her? It must be your problem. I have children. So if there's a problem with having children, it's your problem. You go deal with it. What's going to be with me? Shocking. This is Yaakov Ishemes, the father of Klal Yisrael. No sensitivity for anybody comes to you in pain not having children, you're a bit more empathetic than that. This is your wife? How do you treat her like that? Shocking. It tells you, so I don't make your problems mine. Which husband says, what are you talking about? What's Pshat? Yaakov understood this. Yaakov understood that for Rachel to have children, she's going to have to go through some kind of a process. You want to be the mother of Klal Yisrael, you have to buy into this sugya that we're learning now. There needs to be a header created in which you can create yourself with Tzelem Elokim, not activate your Tzelem Elokim. So what did he do? He sent a message to Rachel, I don't need you. I can build Klal Yisrael without you. And if I don't need you, you know, he's lurking in the wings looking for a wife, because he never married Leah. Esav's out there. And Rachel got a because she thought Yaakov's going to throw her out and she'll be landing up in Esav's turf. And she went about making sure that that doesn't happen and she was okay. That's what Yaakov gave Rachel. He gave her the header in which she was able to create herself into a person that was now there's nothing to be jealous of Leah's Maisim anymore because you have those Maisim yourself. That's what's going on there. You can carry on learning it like a 6-year-old, or you can try and understand how the Midrash explains it. No, that she did long before. No, she gave the Simonim at the footprint. No, they didn't have children then.
What did she do?
She went and did Kuba and she built herself and davened and did whatever she did, cried her hours at the post and whatever she did. Okay, that's another sugya. Let me believe it. I'd say sugya chenagam. The Tachos is another whole sugya. The Cholakanes. Chopsticks. Don't dream on it. Chopsticks, brother. What about appreciating this? What about enjoying this? What about just step back going, wow. I'm flipping me. What about this? No, step back and enjoy. Celebrate. You just understood a piece of homage that you never understood before. The most shocking news. You hear Yaakov talking to his wife like that. You heard a husband talk to his wife like that. He's a touch baby or something. That's a frum tree. That's a divide. Yeah, that's what Yaakov did. Yaakov was building one thing, playing something with an art. He gave Rachel the biggest present she could get. The header, exactly what we're talking about here. When there's no header, when everything's just going smoothly, so it looks wonderful. It's like our first example, our perfect family. It's beautiful. Well, you get no reward. There's nothing being built there. You do nothing. You get to Lama Ba, and you'll notice that there's very little there for you. You didn't do anything. You just did what you were programmed to do. It's Dafka where you don't have, where you have to struggle and battle and fight against yourself. That's where you become great. That was the Akedah.
No.
That's one. You have one left. I don't know. Good question. You see, Chazal don't say that. It seems it was a major event. He's giving up Olam Haba. I don't know. Why is that not considered a foot after one? Not a poshut. Nachon. It may be because Yaakov was an Av and his job was to build Klal Yisrael, so that was considered part of the toughness. Whereas Bakminet, who else keeps you build? I don't know. Good question. Good. Lots of questions. I'm not saying not. Obviously, this will create more questions than one. Yeah. But to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to build Yesh Me'ayin. The Akedah was a moment of Yesh Me'ayin. You know that? Total moment of the ultimate use of Bechira. Why? Well, watch how far Hashem takes you in terms of creating a header. What was the Nisoyin of the Akedah? Is Amram Vina to do the Rotzen Hashem by not doing the Rotzen Hashem? What do I mean? When Hashem came to Amram and told him, take your son up to the mountain and bring him as a korban and shecht him, he understood that he was supposed to kill him. He knew that wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. Avram was so fine-tuned to doing the Rotzen Hashem, he was keeping all the bits before anybody told him. Because he understood the plan and understood the Rotzen Hashem. And he built himself into somebody that couldn't do anything other than the Rotzen Hashem. And now Hashem comes along and says, take your son and kill him. And he knows it's not the Rotzen Hashem. But Hashem told me to do it. How can I do something that Hashem told me that's not the Rotzen Hashem? So he goes off to do the Akedah with no cheshek whatsoever because he doesn't feel it, he doesn't get it. He knows Hashem doesn't want this to happen. But Hashem's telling him to do it. You handle an Nisoyin like that. How do you handle an Nisoyin like that? There's nothing to hold on to. There's no points of reference. Every midah that we have, every midah, however bad it is, has some positive aspect. Which if you have that midah, you can grip onto the positive aspect and from there slowly, slowly grapple your way up to rectifying this midah. Every midah has some spark of goodness in it, except one midah, total confusion. When a person has bilbul adas, tiruf adas, when he's totally bilbul, he doesn't know what the heck's going on, there's nothing positive there. There's nothing to do with that. And that's Yaakov, that's Avram. Avram on the way to the Akedah was completely mabulbal. He didn't know what to do. The Rotzen Hashem is that Yitzhak should live. And Hashem was telling me to kill him.
Maybe
it's true. He knew. You don't understand. Avram knew what the Rotzen Hashem was. After Hashem told him to shed Yitzhak, Avram knew the Rotzen Hashem was that he should live. And he was right. It wasn't that Hashem changed his mind in the middle. And you want me to kill him? I don't want me to kill him. He was right. The Rotzen Hashem was Yitzhak should live. What do you mean changed? Nothing changed. The Rotzen Hashem was never that Yitzhak should die. But Hashem's telling him, shecht him. To get to the problem here. That's total tiruf adas. So how do you withstand any sight like that? You have to create something new. You have to dig inside of yourself to find something that you never knew existed before. That's Yesh Me'ayin. The Akedah was the ultimate expression of telling an okay. Total free will moment based on nothing. Because if you start basing your free will on something, you fall apart. And Avram started thinking about what was going on here, he would have fallen apart. He wouldn't have been able to do it. He had to step outside of himself so far that what was going on pre had nothing to do with anything. And that was a spontaneous creative moment. That's the ultimate expression of Bechira. A spontaneous creative moment, the same as Hashem's Bechira to create the world was a spontaneous creative moment. Hashem's desire to create the world wasn't based on any pre-existing factors. He created the world cause. Why did he create the world cause? After he created the world, he started looking for reasons. He wants to do good and he wants this, he wants multiple. That's after the act. But pre my separation, why does Hashem create the world? Because he created the world. That's why. Don't ask why Hashem does anything. Why require something pre? Why are you doing this? Because of something that came before. Hashem only comes before. It was a spontaneous creative moment. That's what happened to Abraham at the gate. It was a spontaneous creative moment. He had to put himself up by his own bootstraps. Bechira is a very dangerous place to feel the point. But not using your Bechira is mortar, but then you become a cow or a dog. Because they exactly like us, they don't have Bechira. Not to use your Bechira is also very dangerous.
Can I just play video games?
Which one do you want to play? Depends which one. There's certain video games.
Not mine don't exist anymore.
I'm just saying, you're a Pac-Man. I got my law degree. What else? We switched off the tape recorder before.